Come, let's declare God's greatness and goodness. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. God, you are a God of greatness, Lord. You've turned water into wine. You parted the Red Sea, Lord, and made the water stand as walls. You made the barren woman bear a child at her old age, Lord. You are a God full of miracles, Lord. You are a God of impossible things, Lord. You are the creator and sustainer of the whole creation and everything in it, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Feel free to praise God. Declare his greatness, goodness.
I'm thankful to God that I don't have any side effects from the medicines.
Praise God.
God.
I want to share a verse from Romans 15:5, which says, May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to encourage all of us that our God is there when we are in the difficult times. He gives us endurance. He's a God of endurance and he's a God of encouragement. So I just want us to trust in the God even in difficult times. And God has given us the word of God, so through which we get the encouragement. Thank you.
Amen. I want to read from 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 onwards. It says, so to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Isn't that our heart's cry, that the power of Christ may rest upon me? For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses. I'm content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And I feel like God would just encourage us, like Sunit said, you know, the God who gives us endurance and encouragement, that he would encourage us with this, that in everything, in weakness or in insult or hardship, persecution, calamity, whatever your situation or your world may look like right now, his grace is sufficient, and that his power is made perfect in weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon us, that we would find rest in the power of Christ, and that the power of Christ would be an abiding power that will be with us. Because when we are strong, when we are weak, we are strong. So Lord, I pray, I give you thanks that you are the God whose grace is sufficient. May it be that we would rest in the sufficiency of your grace rather than the sufficiency of our abilities or of our situations, Lord. We pray that your grace would be even more abounding in everything, that our weaknesses would be vessels for your sufficiency, your grace and your power to rest. I pray this in Jesus' name.
I would like to share one verse. It's 2 Peter 1:2. 2 Peter 1:2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So this is what I felt like. Grace and peace, we all want it to be multiplied in our lives. So that happens in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our God. So as we know him, through the word, as with our relationship with him, as we know him and his love, how good he is, his nature, that's when the grace and peace is multiplied in our life. So I would like to pray this for all of us, that Father, I pray that we would know you, Jesus. We would know you, how loving you are, how great your love is. As we know you more and more, Lord, I pray that grace and peace will be multiplied in our life. I ask this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. If anyone has a testimony, you can please share it if you have one.
I have a small testimony. I have a covered car parking, and directly over the covered car parking is this pipe which leaks water from this terrace on top. Okay, so there's this little garden that's on top of our car parking, and every morning when the gardener waters the plants on top, whatever residue water is there, it keeps falling on the car, and inevitably it stains one side with hard water. And I've complained to the society about this like many times. I've given a written complaint also, but nothing seemed to be happening, you know, over the past say one and a half year. But thankfully, as I went down say last week, they have started repair work on their own without any prompting from.
You're on mute.
Yeah, sorry. So they started repair work. They're changing all the pipes. They're changing everything. They're putting a new shed and a patra and everything. And otherwise, that would have come out of my pocket. So I'm very grateful to God that the society is taking it on themselves to do all this repair work.
Praise God.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank and praise God that God is a really great healer. And everybody knows that my dad was in ICU, and since from 2 months he was very unwell. And like in the few days, like he was like, it's been a month now. Dad wasn't able to eat food at all, and he became so weak that he was so like everybody was like worrying and worrying about daddy, what things are going to happen, because they were giving so many medicines and things where they were testing, all the reports are normal, but I don't know what's the reason. He couldn't able to eat food properly. But God is really good. When you call upon his name, he hears our prayer. And finally, the word says from Jeremiah 17:14, that heal me, O Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me, and I'll be saved. For you are the one I praise. We were just trusting in that, God, you are the healer, and you're going to keep my dad in a good health. And finally, like from last week, daddy is able to eat well. And he started walking also, like with a walker. And he's able to sit. He's able to move now. And really, God is great healer. And I want to thank each and everyone who stand to pray for my daddy. I really want to thank for the word of grace and for God is really our mighty healer. He never fails his children. Thank you.
Amen. I just wanted to share a word. I think that's just building upon what today Sunita shared last year and Manish. So I'm going to read out from Romans chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. And it says that yet he, it speaks about Abraham, did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And this was credited to him as righteousness. So this verse I've already shared twice in my microgym, but it still came back to me. So I'm just going to share it again. So it's for somebody here, do not give up. We all know this story so well. We teach our kids this. Abraham, no matter how many times he's received the word, when he got the promise, it did not happen the same year. He had to still wait a considerable amount of time. And the Bible says that he did not waver through unbelief. But he was encouraged and strengthened. He reminded himself of the promise that he received. So I want to tell you this. So you claim this promise that's for you, or if you receive the promise in your life that's going to come true, just hold on to it. Because we have to do what he did, Abraham did. We have to be fully persuaded that God has the power to do what he has promised. And it will come to pass in his time. So this is an encouragement to someone here. Be blessed. And I really pray that your promises, what God has for you, will come true.
I just felt like sharing from Joshua 21:45. It's something in line with what Sundar has been sharing, and I was wondering, should I share or not? But am I audible? Okay.
Yes, sure.
So this is what it says. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. And it says that, you know, this is what I feel, what this verse says, that our God is a faithful God. If he has promised something, even if it looks impossible, he won't back off. He's a faithful God, and he's powerful and mighty, and he can bring every promise. If he has promised, he knows how to keep it, and he will keep it. This is what the word says. Not a single word, every word that he promised to the Israelites, it came to pass. So as Sundar said, if we have a promise from God, and it may sometimes look, oh, it's just going on and on, but it's not coming true. But God is a faithful God. If he has promised, he knows how to keep it.
That's why the word of God also says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in everything submit yourself to him, and he will make your path straight. So it is so true that if we trust him, whatever he promises, it will come to pass. He will make your path straight if you are going through any trouble and difficulty, because you have to trust him. Don't rely on your own self. Don't trust it, he says. Don't, but submit to him. Lean not on your own understanding.
Wow. Thank you so much, Nini. Thank you.
Sorry. Yes, Nini. Please go ahead. I'll share after you.
Okay. So thank you, Nini. Thank you, Sundar. Thank you, Sharma, for sharing that word, because I want to testify God's goodness. He said, the word says, where he leads, he provides. And I've been running a small program on leadership, and it's a little expensive course and did not get many enrollments. And I've been putting this prayer request over the past few weeks in the church and in my micro gym. And trust me, just a few days before, God opened a path which I did not expect would happen so soon. He opened a way, he made a way in the Canadian market. So I have like 4 enrollments in Canadian market. And this is all glory to God, because I am not from this profession. It is he who led me to it. And the word is true. Whatever you all of you all have shared the word, everything resonates and glorifies God's hand in my work. So that's my testimony.
Praise God. Thanks for sharing that. I want to encourage you all based on what Shoma has shared. This is from 1 Corinthians 1, 8 and 9, which says, he will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 9 says that God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I want to encourage you all that it is very important for us to go into fellowship with Jesus every day to build our intimacy, and that our God is faithful. He will give us the strength to overcome the temptations, and he will give us endurance, because he is a God of endurance. Thank you.
Praise God. I have a testimony from the same whatever happened a few weeks back. I know it's all good to speak positive. Everyone experienced everything positive, but I experienced something totally opposite when I saw Ralphie having a seizure. Everything went down. I was shaken up, and every time I thought about it, I was getting these horrible panic attacks. Before that, I never even knew what a panic attack was. But I had been getting these horrible panic attacks, and I could actually hear my heart come out and beat. You know, it was a very, I can't even explain that feeling. And I had zero sleep for many nights, and it was a very bad phase I was going through, and I didn't feel good about it, because God promised something when Ralphie was born. And what happened now? Why is it happening? I had so many questions. And but slowly, as I read God's word, as I humbled myself, I accepted God. Yes, I am weak right now, but you're strong. You will make me, you know, stronger. I know that. And as I came to God and submitted myself, honestly, you know, agreed that yes, I am weak right now, God strengthened me in an amazing way. And what I understood is God is just doing something which he wants to, you know, in our lives. And I have to trust in him for that. So in Psalm Psalm 73:26, it says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And that's what I experienced in that very bad path. God strengthened me in such an amazing way. Now, even if I think about things, nothing happens in my heart, nothing happens in my mind. So I'm really thankful to God for that. And then, okay, now God wants to do something with our lives. So does that mean we stay quiet? Is it okay? No, but the sickness doesn't have a place in our bodies, right? There's nothing, there's no place for all these negative things in our body. So what we need to fight. So this is the verse I got, Psalm 44:4-8. You are my king and my God who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you, we push back our enemies. Through your name, we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God, we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. So we are, like Sundar said, yes, that was the word. We are God's children. We are people who are not going to give up. We are going to go against the enemy with God's strength. So I just wanted to share this because in the last week, God has been telling me, I comforted you, you comfort someone else. So if this is for someone, take hold of it, because yes, God is going to fight for us and he is going to give us victory. So, okay.
Hi, Colin here. Okay, so it's been wonderful hearing the testimonies and all the different sharing, and the scripture verses have been so rich. And I just want to take that verse from Romans 4:18.
Can't hear you, Colin.
Can you hear now? Okay. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. Okay. And verse 19 says, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And in the end, God did it. So this morning, we've heard all these testimonies. We've heard rich scripture being read. Wonderful. But let's apply this to our lives. Okay. Is there an impossible situation that is there before you? Okay. And I want you to bring it to God, you know, all our guests as well. Yeah, this is a God moment. Maybe you have an illness, or you have, looking for a spouse, or looking for a change in your spouse or your children, or a job, or some financial issue, or whatever the issue is, or a problem with a sin, or something in your life. And really the way around it is that we have to hold on to the promises of God. Okay, so get into the word. That's what Abraham did. He claimed and he said, God, my body is dead, my wife is old, but you have said. And so we've got to go to God by that and say, Lord, you have said, and I'm holding on to what you have said. And he did two things. He believed, fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And he gave glory to God. You know, so in the midst, while you're in the valley, you're continuing to give glory to God. Would you like to do that this morning? Would you like to lift your hand if there's some situation in your life? Lord, I want to see a breakthrough. I'm going to hold on to your promises. And I'm going to pray for you. Everybody, if you have something, put your hand up and say, Lord, come into that situation. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, through the scriptures, we have encouragement, we have hope, we have examples. Lord, like Abraham, we stand before you this morning, confessing our situation is dead, but we have a God who is alive. And everyone who's raised their hand, who have something that they want you to come into. Lord, I pray that you would give us grace to hold on to your promises, to continue to glorify you. And would you come into each and every situation, Lord? Would you touch? Would you heal? Would you provide? Would you work? Amen. Amen. Over to you, Sam.
Yes, thank you, Colin.